The known Baltimore plotters, like ringleader Cipriano Ferrandini, a Corsican barber in the city's Barnum's Hotel, were all easy to find, and the Lincoln administration would soon demonstrate that it was not shy about throwing enemies of the government in jail. Lehman later recanted somewhat, indicating in a memoir that the Baltimore plot may have been for real. Lincoln also sent mixed signals. Washburn said the Lincoln he picked up at the train station was neither mortified nor chagrined about how he got to Washington. Near the end of the Civil War, Lincoln told a congressman he thought a plot existed. The fact that Ferrandini and the others weren't tried does not necessarily mean they were innocent. Baltimore was in a turbulent state in early 1861. It was unlikely federal authorities would have pursued an investigation with war on the horizon and so many other urgent matters to attend to. It was also not a given that the conspirators would have been convicted if they had been arrested. The plotters would have had to have been tried in Baltimore, which would have alarmed its citizens at a time when Lincoln desperately wanted to keep Maryland in the Union. Lincoln also wanted to put the entire episode behind him, not eager for a trial that would bring him more political grief. How close the alleged conspirators came to carrying out their plan can be argued, but what is not debatable is that the threat of them carrying it out was credible. For Pinkerton to have staged such an elaborate fabrication, he would have had to have a lot of detectives in on the scheme, and none of them ever said it was a hoax. Moreover, Kennedy had independently uncovered evidence of the plot. Crowds in Baltimore erupted in anger when they discovered Lincoln had slipped through. 2 months later, riots, killings, and bridge burnings did occur in Baltimore, when a Massachusetts regiment tried to make its way through the city and clashed with a mob. Besides, whether the evidence of a Baltimore plot ultimately proved true was not the question, Nicolay and Hay wrote after the war. Lincoln had no right to ignore the danger Pinkerton uncovered. Not only his personal safety, but the fate of the government of the nation hung in the balance. Lincoln had to take the threat seriously. The fabrication charges deeply wounded Pinkerton, who until the day he died had no doubt that the Baltimore conspiracy was real and his operation averted a catastrophe. In the 1940s, Pinkerton's family lobbied everyone from the New York Times to FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover to recognize his role in preventing the assassination of Lincoln.